expert, and we said that it's because it's written in chronological order that that well, let's take that again. I'm Rabbi Avun, the third line down on 33 on Yudzayin and Av. I'm Rabbi Avun, Odi Amur Al Haseder. It's written in an order. The Teisa V'Mitzray L'Sheavar begins with the exodus from Egypt, which is in the past. Lo Lanu Hashem Lo Lanu L'Dor Sololu. Not for our sakes, but for your sakes. For you, it's your name, which is the toy about the present. Haptik Yishma Hashem is Koli. I rejoice that Hashem hears my voice. Lo Limos Mashiach, that's when Mashiach comes and redeems us. Isu Chag Ba'avosim, we will make a holiday with the myrtle branches around the Mizbeach. That's Yimos Gog U'Magog, that's after days of Gog U'Magog, in other words, in Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt. And then Keli Atov Odech, you are my God, and I will thank you. That's Osidovo, that's the ultimate future. Rav Acha b'shem Rabbi Shmuel Levi says, "Af mi sheyiski nesat fila, so to when they he who made the davening, which are the Anshei Knesset Gdolos, we'll see in a few moments, ala seder itzkinua, they made in a specific order. Sholosh brachos rishonos, the first three brachos, the sholosh brachos and the sholosh brachos achronos, and the last three brachos, shivshkol shemokon, they're the praise of God." Vemtzoyos, the middle brachos, Tzarech and Shabrios, they discuss the needs of the creations. Chonenu Deo, we say, give us more intellect, because Chonantanu Deo, because you gave us a mind to think with. Ritzei b'tshuva seinu, desire our tshuva, because Ratzisa tshuva seinu, in the past you've indicated that you want us to do tshuva. Slach lanu, provide us with forgiveness, because you indicated that in the past you were selech to us. Now, if you take a look in each bracha, it says, well, not all of them, but in most brachas it says that it says ki kelmel chanum rachum ato, right? Because you're a king who desired always slicha, right? So it mentions it almost explicitly in each bracha. Because Galton in the past you did us, so you know that's your will. Heal our sicknesses, because in the past you've healed our sicknesses. Bless our years. I forget the exact question, but you know what it says there, that you will bless all the years. Since in the past you blessed our years, continue to do so. Kapsenu, gather us together, because in the past you collect us. Shoftenu b'tzedek, judge us justly, because shvatonu b'tzedek, because in the past you've judged us justly. Hachnakormenu, subjugate all our enemies, because if not to come in the past, you've subjugated our enemies. Tzakenu b'mishpat, give us righteousness. That's Allah tzadikim. Give us righteousness, because tzidakton, in the past, you provide us with all sorts of tzadikim. B'nei v'scha, build your house. Ushma asirosenu, and hear our tfilos. V'ratzinu b'socho, and then appease us within it. Now, we're really good. We brought down this whole long thing in order to focus on these last three brachas. They're really four. Yerushalayim, Yerichon, and Tzemach, David are being lumped together. First, we say Yerushalayim. Then we say Shema Koleinu. And then we say Ritzei. V'tfiloseinu, v'tfilosamcha, Beis Yisrael, right? The next bracha. So says the Gemara, the order seems messed up. Says the Gemara, lo tzurcha, leis tzurcha, wouldn't it be better? In other words, wouldn't it be more required, so to speak, to say b'nei b'scha? Right? B'nei b'scha. Second, where am I? Okay, so here he says the typo here in the Gemara again. Leis tzurcha, wouldn't it be better to say first Shema Koleinu, Again, the Gemara is not written properly. It's better to say first Shema Sirosenu, then Bnei Beischa, then Rotzino Socha. What are we davening for? We're davening for the Beis HaMikdash, right? So here are Tfilos, then build the Beis HaMikdash, and then accept our Korbanos in the Beis HaMikdash. So Shema Kolinu should come before Uvenei Yerushalayim Mircha. That's Gemara's Kasha. So the Gemara answers. That's we're on this page.
You're dying, Ralph.
So the Gemara answers, you're right. Theoretically, that's the way it should have been written. Why is it not written that way? So says the Gemara, El Kamad Ishtoi Kroi, because like the Psukim are written, Ken Ishtoi Mastisa, that's the way the Brisa was written, and that's the way the Tefillah is written. Was the Tefillah, what does the Pasuk say? Favio Simal Arkochi. I'm going to bring them back to my holy mountain. That corresponds to Yerushalayim Mircha. V'simachtim eveitz tefilasi. And I'm going to, because it's rejoice in the house where I hear my prayers, that's Shema Kolenu. And then afterwards it says, Olosayhem v'zivcheyem l'ratzon ha-mizbechi. Their korbano should be for appeasement upon my altar. So that's so the order again is made corresponding to that puzzle. It says first bring us to Beis HaMikdash, then here are Tfilos, and then accept our Korbanos. So really the Tfilos it's referring to are by definition not the Tfilos on the building of the Beis HaMikdash, but rather the Tfilos which we will say in the Beis HaMikdash after it's rebuilt. We want Hashem to hear those Tfilos.
Can you imply from that the Mashiach would come before we are worthy?
Okay.
You mean before we dive in for it properly? One could imply that. Yeah, I guess so. It would be a good implication. Rabbi Yirmiyah said, 120 elders, of which there are 80 some odd prophets. It's a lot of prophets. They wrote this prayer of Shmon Esrei. Why did they put Akel HaKodosh next to Chonin HaDoas? Al shame, because it says, V'kdishus Kadosh Yaakov. They will sanctify the Holy One of Jacob. Maxi Basrei wouldn't say me thereafter. The Yodu Toei Ruach Bina. Those who had gone astray in their spirit will know now understanding. So we see right after Kedusha comes Deo. And that makes sense because Deo doesn't just refer to intellect, but rather it refers to spiritual awareness. So therefore it comes after we realize that Hashem is Kadosh. Okay? Says what Deo Lechuva. Why does Chonin HaDoas come before Teshuva? Because Hashmein Lev Amos, in order to do Tshuva, first you got to start thinking. The reason why most people don't do Tshuva is because they don't think. Hashmein Lev Amos, the heart of this nation is thick. Vaznav Achbeid, and their ears are heavy. Veinav Ashah, and its eyes are closed. Vigomer, etc. That's why they don't do tshuva. When will they do tshuva? Only ad v'levavo yavin, when the hearts understand, then v'shav, then they'll be able to do tshuva. So first you have to have intellect, and then only then can you do tshuva. People who are dumb or unthinking are not going to do tshuva. Says Gemara, tshuva slicha, the brach of tshuva, hashiveinu avinu sarasecha, comes before the brach of slicha, slach lono avinu kichotonu. Why is that? First you do tshuva and come close to God via Elokeinu, then you come to God because he has a lot of slicha, forgiveness to give. Slicha comes before geula. Why is that? Because it says he who forgives all my sins or all your sins, he who heals all your sicknesses. Hagoel mishachas chayechi. He redeems your life from the pit. So we see first comes slicha and then comes afterwards gula. So if that's the case, ask the Gemara. V'yoyme rofe cholim kadamai. So we should say it according to the order of this pasuk. First slach lanu, then refainu, then revanyenu v'rivarivenu. Right? First slicha. then refuah, then geula. So says the Gemara, I'll tell you why not. Am Rabbi Acher of Achasevi, Neimait kinu geula, Goy Yisrael b'bir bracha shvi'is. Why they make Goy Yisrael the seventh bracha shmona esrei? L'la mercha, to teach us, she'ein Yisrael nigolin el b'shvi'is. The Jewish people is only redeemed in a Shemitah year. It's interesting, the Bible says the Jewish people are redeemed when?
I thought it was like either in this or Elul.
No, that's not year, that's month.
Yeah,
that's which right. Year?
That I don't know. Year?
The year after Shemitah. The Bavli incident says the year after Shemitah. So it's Machlekes Yerushalmi and Bavli when the Gula comes. Ah, welcome back.
Thank you.
We're still in session and I have all the tapes.
We didn't have that there.
Excuse me?
In
no, it's on Hedron. No, we haven't had a long time. Here, come on. Through my table. Says the Gemara. Rabbi, so we have a Kabbalah here in the Yerushalmi that the Gula comes in Shemitah. Rabbi Yehuda b'Shem Rabbi Acho says, interesting, Shir, one, Hamalos, two, Bishuv, three, Hashem, four, Es, five, Shivas, six, Tzion, seventh word, Shir HaShvi'isi. It's the seventh word, the seventh song, in order to lodiach Hashem Yisrael Nigolin El B'Shvi'is. Now, I have to admit, I was lazy. I didn't look it up. I feel that besides Tzion being the seventh word, this also indicates that it's the seventh Shir Malos. Maybe we should get a Siddur Mincha, so we should check. Any Siddur will have Shir Malos right after Mincha on Shabbos. So in any event, the Yerushalmi again says that the Gula happens during the Shemitah year. I'm Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba. Thank you. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Yes, it's the seventh Shir Malos. Okay, so it's the seventh Shir Malos. Or it teaches us that the Gula comes during the Shemitah year. Rabbi Yehuda b'Shem Rabbi Acho says Shir Malos b'Shuv Hashem b'Shivas. Oh, we just did that. Well, read it over here. Shemalos b'Shuv Hashem b'Shivas in the Shir HaShviz. He lo diachol shein solgon b'Shviz. I'm supposed to be redeemed during the seventh year. I'm Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba. Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba said, "Mimei ma'it kinu rofei chol in bracha shminis. Why is rofei chol in the eighth bracha shmonesrei? Kineged amila. It corresponds to the bris mila. Shilushmoina, which is on the eighth day." Al Shem, as it says, Brisi Soito Achaim. My covenant is with him, and that gives life. In other words, Bris Mila, as opposed, though it makes a person sick temporarily, heals an individual. It's considered to be a spiritual form of healing, and therefore it corresponds to the eighth bracha to Refainu, or rather, the eighth bracha Refainu corresponds to it. Amrali Rabbi Alexandri, Mivne my kinu mevorech hashanim bracha cheese. Yeah, that probably is the case as well, but that Rofei Cholim corresponds to people who get sick because they're Bris Mila, they should be healed. But he is bringing down this pasuk here, Brisi Yisori To Achaim, which is actually talking about Pinchas. There it says, Brisi To Lachenimor. No, it's not talking about Pinchas. Sorry. Scratch that. Brisi Yisori To Achaim, Vashon was talking about, I believe, think with one of the kings, I forget who it's referring to. But in any event, but here we're saying that the Bris itself provides Chaim. All right. I'm Alexander. We've named my kingdom Mevarach Hashem Birchot Shis. Why is the Mevarach Hashem the ninth bracha in Shmon Esrei? Kinei Kol Hashem Shovei Arosim, because it says that the ninth call in Mizmor, the Mizmor Odov, which we say right before Luchot Doidi on Friday night, is Kol Hashem Shovei Arosim. Now, what does that refer to? Kol Hashem Shovei Arosim. God breaks down all the cedars of the Lebanon. Shuasi l'shaber kol ba'alei shorim. It's going to break down all those people who inflate the price of grain. Ba'alei shorim means people who would inflate the price. So they're all going to be broken down. Rabbi Levi b'shem Rav Acha said, Bar Chanina says, Maru lismoch mevorech Hashem memekabitz nidcha Yisrael. Why do first we have Baruch Aleinu, then the Kabi Shofar Gadol Cheiruseinu. Al Shei, Mr. Gwaran Sanhedrin does mention the Bavli. Vatem Hore Yisrael Anvchem Titeinu. You, the mountains of Israel, will give your branches, Uprechem Prichem Tiso, and bear your fruit, Lam Yisrael, for my nation Israel. Lama. Why? Ki Karvu Lavo. Because their time has come close. That they were, they're coming close. These Katsu Galuyos, all the exiles are coming into Eretz Yisrael. So Eretz Yisrael starts regrowing its crops when the sons of the land start returning. You know, of course, this happened last century or so. So people start returning to Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael starts giving forth fruit and trees, etc. again. Not just because the JNF plants them, but because of some mystical reason. Says Gemara, when this occurs, hazedim nichnoim, then the evildoers will be subjugated. That's why Vilam al Shinim comes afterwards. But tzadikim smechim, and the tzadikim rejoice. V'tani Allah, and we learned once we're mentioning the zedim, which are the foreign powers. Right? So then we say, excuse me, once we say, we also mentioned, we also say, besides saying if they're the foreign powers, take care also of the heretics and of the evildoers, we mention them as well. You know, take care of a bunch of other undesirables. Also, once we're mentioning the tzaddikim are going to rejoice, we tack in also other types of righteous people, the righteous geirim and the righteous elders, by miftach letzaddikim in the bracha mishan miftach letzaddikim. Vishal David, and the bracha for the red. Well, geirim are considered righteous because they came close to God. That in of itself, it's a geirei tzedek. The geirei tzedek. Okay, so they're doing an act of tzidkus. V'shal David b'boni Yerushalayim, it says v'chisei David meir l'socha tochin in the bracha b'nei Yerushalayim. Why? Because Achar Yeshua b'nei Yisrael, after Amisol comes back to Yerushalayim, uvikshus ha'Hashem elokein, they'll quest after God, their Lord, that's David Malcolm, and after David, their king. Rabbanan Amrei, Rabbanan say, Ahein Malcolm Mashiach. Who is the king? Who is the king Mashiach? In min chayayahu, if he's from the live ones, David Shmei. His name is David. In min damchayahu, if he's from the dead ones, David Shmei. This, you know, the riot for Lubavitch that they say the Rebbe is still Mashiach, because it says here if he's from the dead, right? In min damchayahu, David Shmei. The catch is that it says here that it's from the dead. Who's it going to be? David. So it's a little bit of a
based of,
yeah. It could be based of it, but it sounds like David. Am Rabbi Tanchuma Anamis Timer. I'll show you a pasuk. This is why it sounds like David himself says. Vosa Chesed leMashiach leDavid. Hashem does a Chesed for His anointed one, but here he's saying the Mashiach himself, David. You know, we say that in the Oshanos. Who David batzmo? That David himself is going to be the Redeemer. That's like the Ushami here. It's not in the Bavli. The Ushami holds that there's a possibility that David himself is going to come back and be the Mashiach. Rabbi Shimon Levi Omar. Sam. Could be, but it sounds like here he's actually the Mashiach, not just the king. Rabbi Shimon Levi Omar Tzemach Shmo. And that's why we say Es Tzemach David Avdecha Meiros Atzmiach, right? So that refers to Mashiach, who's also called Tzemach. Rabbi Yudha Breid Ravaivu Amar Menachem Shmo. His name is Menachem, and you all know his name was Menachem. Rabbi Chanina Breid Ravyavo Belo Pligei. It's not a machlokas. The hadeh, the chushbina da'adein, the gematria of Menachem. Ki chushbina da'adein is like the gematria of Tzemach, who Tzemach, who Menachem, it's the same gematria. 138. Says what? No, David doesn't work out. But Tzemach and Menachem are the same. What did they say? Of course. Yeah, yeah. V'dah Messiah lo'lu. That this is a proof for this. Demar Rabbi Yehuda b'Reid Rav Aivu. Rabbi Yehuda b'Reid Rav Aivu said, "Uvda Ava b'Chad Yudoi." There was a mice which had a certain Jew. It's a famous mice, and it's in the Yerushalmi here. There was a certain Jew, the Ava Koim, the Koim Radi. He was standing and he was plowing. Gas Turte. So is. Oh, sorry, you don't have the next page, right? Oh, you do. Because who doesn't have 34? No, I gave it to Zeke. Sir Bristol's Coim Rod, he was standing and he was plowing. Gas Turte. So his ox. Mourned. It started whatever they do, making doleful sounds. God started to come away in front of him. So a certain Arab passed by. Vishama called her the ox braying, whatever it does. Armalay, so he said to the Jew, who's playing, Bar Yudoi, Jew. Share Toyroch, release your ox. Vishari Kavkonach, and release your plow. The Chori base Mikdashon. The base of Mikdash was destroyed. Gaz Mantinyanus. Then the ox again made the sound. Amarlay. So now the Arab said, Bar Yudoi. Juju Kitor Turach. Tie your ox back. Uktar Karkanach. And tie your plow back on. Da Yalid Malka de Mashiacha, because the Mashiach has been born, and this is the source for that which we all know, that Mashiach is born on the same day the Beis Hamikdash is destroyed. This is it. Okay? Now the Yushalmi though goes further. The rest of the mice is not so well known. What? So Christians actually in the famous disputation in Barcelona, so Pablo Cristiani, the Ramban's opponent, asked him, here it says Mashiach already came, right? It says here that Mashiach was born the day the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed. So the Ramban said, first of all, even if it was Dan, it's not your guy, right? But besides that, he says Ramban gave two well-known answers at the time. A, he said it was, this Gemara is allegorical, not to be taken literally. B, he said it's an agadata, and I'm not bound by agadatas. Right? These things which are beyond the Shas is agadatas, I'm not bound by it. Which is a very remarkable thing, but the Ramban did say that. So Naaman says the Gemara, Amarle, so he asked there, Mashmei, what's the Mashiach's name? Menachem. His name is Menachem. Amarle, so he said, wait a minute. Mashmei Davui, what's his father's name? Amarle, this is bad for the Rebbe. Chizkiah. His name is Chizkiah. The Rebbe's father's name was Levi Yosef. Amarle, min henu, which means where is he? Or from where is he? Amarle, min Biras Malka. He's from a place called Biras Malka, the hill of the king, the Beis Lechem Yudah, which is near Beis Lechem. Har Choma, right? That's where he's from. Azal Zavid Toroi. So he went, so this Jew went, this is all the same Isa. He went and he sold his oxen. Vizavin Kankanoi, and he sold his plowshare. Vizavin, he became Zavin Levadin, a person who sold linens, in other words, diapers, a diaper salesman, the Mianuka, for nursing mothers. For Novikari, and it would go to the city, come out of the city, Adalu Karta, till he came to Biras Malka. Vavin Kol Nishaya Zavnon, and all the women would come and buy. Vima de Menachem Lo Zavnon, the mother of Menachem was not going to buy diapers. Shama Kolad de Nishaya. Amrin. So he heard the voices of the women saying, Ime de Menachem, Menachem's mother, I see Zumni Livrach. come and buy diapers for your kid. Amra, so she said, Baya Ana Michnuke. I'd rather strangle my kid. Sanayon de Israel. He's the enemy of the Jewish people, my kid. The Biyoima de Sialid, why is he an enemy? Because on the day he was born, Michru base Mikdashah. On the day he was born, the base Mikdash was destroyed. So she hated her kid. She didn't want to buy him any linens. Says the Gemara, Amar Lei. So the peddler said, Rechitze Anon. I will save him. The Beragle Ichruv, or Rechitze Anon, he's our trust, I should be. Like Be'an Arachitz. We trust in his salvation, that he will redeem us. The Beragle Ichruv, that on his day was destroyed, Uberagle, but because of him, even the Misbene, it's going to be rebuilt. Amale, so the mother Menachem said, all right, fine. So I'll buy him some stuff. Lasley priti, but I got no money. Got no prutos. Amale, and so the peddler said, Vumach Mayichsle, what does he care? In other words, why do I care? I see Zumnin Le. And could come and buy for him the diapers or the linens. In lace kumach yom aday, if you have no money before you today, beside yomin ano asi, after a few days I'll come back. Vinasi, and I'll get my money from you. Beside yomin, after a few days, ola ukarto, he came to that city. Amar lo, so he said to the mother, Mao menaikov, and what's your kid doing? Amar lei. So she said to the peddler, Mishaita de Chamisani, from the day that you saw me, Asun Ruchin, spirits, Valule, and all sorts of other types of spiritual creatures came, Vichatfine min Yode, and grabbed him out of his hand. Grabbed him out of my hand. So Mashiach disappeared, and he's missing ever since. You know, when you get those milk cartons, they have the missing children on them. So Mashiach is one of them. So,
what's the allegory? What's the meaning of all this? Why is he?
We can't know exactly, but he can give theories.
Who made him disappear? The Jewish people right
now? Obviously, yeah. Yeah. It was Muchan to be then. Immediately, I'm sold on tshuva, but since they didn't do tshuva, it was lost forever. Not forever, but lost for a long period of time. All the gulas. All generations, right. That's right.
Mashiach
could have been any time, but it doesn't come because our Averis have taken them away from us. I'm Rabbi Boone. Rabbi Boone said, Ma'alonu li'umo min ha'aravi hazeh. We don't have to learn anything from this Arab. Right? We have a pasuk that tells us, Vlo Mikra Maleu, it's an explicit pasuk, HaLevanon, the Levanon is the Beis HaMikdash, which bleached our sins. VaLevanon Badir Yipo, Levanon will fall in the hands of the Mighty One, which is the Romans. Maxi Basre, what it say me thereafter, V'yotzach Hoter Migeza Yishai, a shoot will come out from the stock of Yishai and will save the Jews, and it must be immediately thereafter, on the same day, the redemption will be born. Period. I'm Rabbi Tanchuma. Rabbi Tanchuma said, Mivnei ma'is kinu shomayat fila bircha bracha chamech esrei. Why is shomayat fila the 18th bracha shomayat esrei? Kineger Hashem l'amabu yoshav. Because it says also in the Mizmar that Hashem will restrain the flood. Shehu koles apuranios milavol olam. He restrains. That's the 15th mention of Hashem's name. But I should make that clear to you. I didn't do that. In that Mizmor, which is saying Kabbalah Shabbos, the name Yudke Vavke appears 18 times. So each one corresponds to Bracha Shmon Esrei. I think that's even mentioned here in the Art Scroll Siddur. In Mizmor L'David Havel Hashem Bnei Elim. So it says. No, it doesn't say here. But it does have the Shem Hashem 18 times, Kol Hashem this, Kol Hashem that, Havu Hashem this, that has it 18 times, and those signify the 18 brachos of Shmon Esrei. So the 15th one is Havu Hashem Hashem Lamabu Yoshev, and that corresponds to Hashem curtailing the Puranus. And how does Hashem curtail, when does Hashem curtail any evil from befalling? When we daven properly, that when we daven properly, Hashem hears our voice and curtails all evil. Avodah lo doya. What? Yeah, I know it's there. I was looking where he brings down that it's there 18. Avodah lo doya. The bracha of avodah ritzei comes before modim. Why is that? Because we have a pasuk. Zoveach todah yichabdenu. And when somebody comes and sacrifices the Torah and gives me honor, v'sham derech reino b'resha b'yeshalokim, and somebody who's sham derech, who reckons his pathways, then I will show him the salvation of God. So we thank Hashem for saving us after we sacrifice korbanos to go and coincide with the order of this pasuk. V'chaisim m'sholom. And last brachos Shmon Esrei is Avorech Samoisar B'Sholom. Shekar brachos, all brachos Chesed Shalom should be signed with Sholom. Am Rabbi Shimon Chalafta, Rabbi Shimon Chalafta said, Ein Lucha Kli Shemachzik Bracha, there is no vessel which holds bracha to a better extent or greater extent, Yisrim Min HaSholom. Ma'atam, what's the pasuk that teaches us this? Hashem Oz Amoitein, Hashem gives strength to his nation, Hashem Yivarech Samo V'Sholom, Hashem blesses nation in peace. Period. New issue. In peace. Kaga V'Tah. If a person makes a mistake in Shema, so Chosin L'Mokom Shetah, he goes back to the place where he made a mistake. Tah Ben Kesevas Arishayna Lishniya. If you made a mistake between the first paragraph, Kesevas meaning the first written paragraph, and the second paragraph, Chosin Kesevas Arishayna, go back to the first paragraph. Tah Ben Yodeh Leichon Tah. You made a mistake, you forgot where you made the mistake. Yachzor Kivatchila, you go over again. L'mok HaBarlo, the last place, so you're sure you said it properly. Dilma, there was a Maisa. Dilma, again, we said Yushalmi means a Maisa. Rabbi Chia, Rabbi Yasa, Rabbi Yami, Salkun, they're coming, Mi Avid Ginune, from making a chasna to Rabbi Lezer, for Rabbi Lezer. Shamun Kalid Rabbi Yochanan, they heard the voice of Rabbi Yochanan. Imachtis Mila Amrin. And they said, if he has some chiddush to say, let me make sure I'm translating that properly. Yeah, I mean, they said, it's supposed to be Machtis Mila. It really should be like this. Amrin, they said, Imachtis Mila, may Rabbi Yochanan say new to say. If he does, man nochis, who's going to go down? Shama lamine. Who's going to go in here for him? From Rabbi Yochanan. Amrin, so they said, V'yechus Rabbi Lezer, let Rabbi Lezer go down. Do Zoris, he's quick. He'll go down here, Rabbi Yochanan, say, Zoris Sagi's very quick. He'll come, nochis v'solik. He'll go down and he'll come back up very quickly. Amar alone, so he said to us, Kein Amar B'Yochanan. This is Rabbi Yochanan said, Kara Matz Atmo, you read, and he made a mistake, and not sure which part you in. But Matz Atmo, Bilaman, if he found himself saying, Laman Yubri Yamechem, Chazaka Kovin, it's a Chazaka that he must have gotten up to there. Or he says, Usaftamam Zos Besecha Bisharecha, he doesn't remember which one he's up to. But then he catches himself saying Laman. So he knows, I must be up to the end of the second paragraph, not the end of the first paragraph. Now, Once you talk about knowing what you said and figuring out for what you're saying next, I'm sure that's happened to all of us. They were in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, and we have no idea what we're saying, where we are, and whether we're awake or asleep. But we all of a sudden we realize where we are because we realize what words we're up to next. We say, gee, I got all the way up to here already? So that happens. And the Yerushalmi recognizes that. And Yerushalmi says, amazing Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says, Reb Tzadok tries to twist this Yerushalmi a little bit, but the Pashim Shan the Yerushalmi is amazing. Rabbi Yerushalmi, Rabbi Lezer says, Nispao v'lo kiven libo. If you daven and you weren't mechavin, if you know that when you daven the second time around, you're going to have kavana, you spiral then daven over again. If you love, if not, I spiral, don't daven over again, and that's our answer. Not to daven again, because who says we'll have kavana the second time? I'm Rabbi Chia Ruber. Rabbi Chia the Great said, Ana, I mean, you made my entire life lo kavanis. I never had kavana. Elozma chatzma, doesn't make you feel good. El chatzma boy mechav. Once I want to be mechav in Shmoneh Esrei, or when davening, v'haris belibi, and I thought in my heart, varmis, and I said to myself, man ulil kume malko kadme. Who comes before the king first? Akabasa, the lower dignitary, or Resh Galusa, the higher dignitary. So it's the lower dignitary, right? Because it's the covenant is that the higher dignitary come later on in the retinue. So too, he derived chizuk from this, and he said, you know what? Even though I'm not so high, even though I'm not so great, but I'm also like the Arkabasa, and he also gets to go to the king. Sometimes he goes to the king first. So let that be the way I'll go into the king. So Reb Tzadok says, come on, Reb Chia was never Mechavein. Reb Chia was one of the greatest Tanoim. We know he was well known as a big Baal Kavona. So he tries to change a little bit. But Lamaisa, they certainly were trying to make, whatever you say, they certainly were trying to make us feel good about ourselves. Shmuel said, I could never pay attention during davening. I ended up counting chicks during davening. You know, they passed by, I got distracted, I started counting them. Rabbi Barbun Barachiyamar, on a money stream, I used to count the bricks, you know. Yeah, standing sometimes next to a brick wall. So during davening, he got bored, he used to start counting the bricks in the wall. Amar Ramasnia, Ramasnia said, this is a very famous corner. On a machzi tivu l'roshi, I have great gratitude to my head. The karav amati moidim, because when I get to moidim, who karmi garme, my head bows down on its own. Because where am I? My mind is completely somewhere else. Thank God that my head has enough presence of mind, so to speak, to bow down automatically. All right? So in any event, we shouldn't feel so bad. We're in good company, and we should all try to have kavana. Numa numishta. Yulches. Let me give you that page 35. Yulches amin aleph. Okay. Homlin, craftsman, Korin Broshe on the Kareed on the top of the tree, or Broshe Nidbach or the top of a row of bricks. They don't have to come down. But that's only for Shema. Mashe Rashayim Lasos came to Tefillah for davening. For Shmoneh Esrei, they must come down. It's longer. Requires more concentration. They have to come down. They can't read at the top of the tree. This is for you, top of a cherry picker, right? Kinimas Nisa. This is the way to read our Mishnah. Hapoyalim. Workers came Barosha Elon. Because workers work on the top of the tree. Ha'umni, craftsmen, they're the bricklayers. They read Barosha Nidbach. They read at the top of a building, of the row that they're building. V'tani kein. However, we learn concerning this in a braisa, mispalim b'rosh hazayis. You can only daven at the top of a olive tree, of rosh hatein, or the top of a fig tree, because it's a big pain to get down. It's a lot of foliage. But by any other tree, you're in a mispalim lamata. You have to come down and down below, because it's not such a big tircha. Ubal bayis. And this is the only thing about workers, but the Baal HaBas himself, Lo'elam Yorin Mispal HaMata, he always has to come down. Because he's not under anybody else's, He's not Meshubad. He's not on the lien to anybody else. The workers, they can't. They would steal from the Baal Bais if they would come down. But the Baal Bais, he's not stealing from himself. Let him come down and reach him out down at the foot of the tree. Says where Veloma Brosh Zayis, and here it is more expounded upon. Veloma Brosh Zayis Brosh Tena. Why can you read at the top of the olive tree, at the top of the day tree? Rabbi Abba and Rabbi Simon Tarvaya Neiman. They both said Mipnesha Terchosimru, because it's hard to get down and get up again. Tani, we learned Hakataf, a porter. Afal Bishmasal Ktev, even though he's carrying his burden on his shoulder, Hareze Kareyashma. He reads the Shema as he's walking, as he's carrying. Avolo yaschil, but don't start saying Shema. Lo b'shoshu porei, not when you're taking off your burden. Lo b'shoshu toy, nor when you're putting on. Mivnesh ein libo miyusha, because then he can't concentrate. And we know the first three psukim of Shema, Shema, Baruch Shem, and Vav, to require kavona. Beikach o beikach, lemaisa, regardless, I ispalo, wait to daven shmon esrei, ad shoshi yifrog, until the load is off altogether. Vima yalo ma'asoy shal abach kabin, however, if you had a very light load upon your shoulders, a load of only four kav, mutza, that's okay. Rabbi Yehuda said a very interesting palocha. It's not brought down in halacha, but it's an interesting qualification. Vushashika has to be a balanced load. Maushashika, what's a balanced load? Train chukin l'chodoy, l'choroy, 2/3 of the load behind you, v'chad l'kumuy, and 1/3 of the load in front of you. I guess if the load is imbalanced, like a washing machine, the load is imbalanced, you can't concentrate or work properly. That's why you have to, in order to be able to read Shema, the load has to be balanced, 2/3 in back, 1/3 in front.
This is an engineering thing.
Engineering thing, right.
So
it's a proportion.
Like 2/3, I mean, everything in the body is 2/3 and 1/3.
What do you mean?
Arms,
are they all structured 2/3 and 1/3 ratios? That's interesting. That's interesting. Okay, could be. So it says, Tani, we learned, Lo Yeh Marami's Bein HaBakori, don't make hints with your eyes, you know. Move your eyes all around and look at people and give them hints and wink. But when he Bein HaBakori, when reading Shema. Tani, we learned, HaPolin Shuyosim Melachel Tzavabayis. Workers are working by a balabos. Harelim Baruch HaBrach HaBishoyna. They make, when they bench, they make the first brach. V'kolel kololin shal Yerushalayim v'shal Oretz. And they put the third, second and third bracha, Alaretz v'amazon, and Uvenei Yerushalayim in one, because Yerushalayim, and they signed that bracha of Alaretz v'amazon. However, Avlima you ose imam besuda, if the suda, if part of their wages was their meal, then we say they have the right to eat a meal and bench. Respectably. So therefore, they should bench the entire benching. They shouldn't stop. They shouldn't abbreviate benching. Furthermore, if the Baal Bas is eating with them, so it's a sign that it's time to relax a little bit, and then too, they should bench the whole benching unabridged. They bench the whole thing, right? Our brachas, all four brachas. Ramana said, Zosimaris, by virtue of the fact that we tell you you can abbreviate benching, when you are in the middle of work, for this we learn, at Zosimaris, Osir Lassus Melach B'Shar Shivar, you can't work when you're benching. It's very important. You can't read the newspaper while you're benching. They're not required. Until I consider it required, the Rachmat might have been tacked on later. I don't know. Says the Gemara, again, the Mara says, it's also to the last Melachim Shoshvar, the Lochain, which is a contraction of the words, the Melochain, if not for that, Minor Armory, what are we saying? Yasim Melachim, we've heard it, two Melachim at the same time you're mentioning. Musi, it's forbidden to do so. Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yitzhak, B'Shem, Rabbi Chuna said, Lo Yamar Adam Yisrael, a person should not stand the Davin, Umin Mat Be'er Biyodo, and have a coin in his hand. Why? Because it's going to get distracted by the coin. Ulefarabasr, he's not allowed to even have a coin in front of him. Laachrob mutter, behind him, it's okay. Rabbi Yasa, when he used to daven, he would wrap them so he wouldn't be looking at them, but he would have put it down, he'd hold them in his hand. Why is that? You learn from Lamad Tadim, but this is an halacha that Rabbi Yitzchak said. V'tzarta kesef yodecha. Even after you bundle up the money, it's still got to be in his hand, your hand. U'bevad biyodecha. That means if you're shomer on money, if it was his own money, he could have put it down on the table. But he was a shomer on that money. If you're a shomer on the money, the only way to watch money safe is if it's in your hand. So you have to bundle money and put it in your hand. Then you're fulfilling the shmirah, the safeguarding, and then also you're allowed to daven in that situation. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yossi bar Ava, Nehorei l'Rabbi Hillel chasnekein. Rabbi Yossi bar Ava taught Rabbi Hillel son of law to do that. Rabbi Chizki of Rabbi Yaakov bar Acho, Avi Yossi, B'char Asar. Rabbi Chizki of Rabbi Yaakov bar Acho was sitting in one place. Five of Gabi Rabbi Yaakov bar Acho printed. Then Rabbi Yaakov had some money on it. Asos, there came unsaw the time that Sloisa to daven. Okay, what are they going to do next? We'll show, see. Vishar soon. He wrapped them up. V'yavul Rabbi Chizkiya again to Rabbi Chizkiya. What did Rabbi Chizkiya do? Kata purte le purte. He tied them up a little bit more. The shar sun v'arak. And he also, the mashbiach says, it's shar sun b'arak. He tied them over the belt. But then he put him down. Amar leser, Rabbi Yaakov Baraka said, not good enough. Mabiyu mabiyodach. What about the pasuk which says that they have to be biyodach? So therefore he's telling him, even if you tie them up well, it's not enough, you have to hold them in your hand. I'm Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Chanina said, even some of you is carrying the waters for Parah Aduma on his shoulder. He can reach Ma'an David. Now this is difficult. Because there's Halacha, which says that if you're carrying Parah Aduma waters, you're not allowed to be Mesiach Das from them. You have to pay attention to them the whole time. If you stop paying attention to them for one moment, that's it, the water's no good anymore. So it says more, if that's the case, Rav Huna says we must extrapolate from this. That Rabbi Chanina knows you don't have to have kavana for Shema and for Tefillah, because what's your entire kavana wrapped up in the water on your shoulder, right? Rabbi Mana said, Kashisa kumi Rapinchos. I asked him for a Rapinchos. Vafilu tamer kriya Shema, tzricha kavana, Tefillah ain't a tzricha kavana. Even if you're going to say, there's something strange about the girsa here, and I believe according to the Bnei Moshe, the understanding is like this. Even say Kriya Shema doesn't require that much kavana, because it's a short pasuk, right? And for that short amount of time, it's not considered to be a distraction from the Parah Aduma waters. However, tefillah re'enet tzricha kavana doesn't feel require much longer kavana. So it's not possible to say it doesn't require kavana at all. By Kriya Shema, you can say it requires a short amount of kavana, and therefore it's not a true distraction from the Parah Aduma water. However, by tefillah, it is a much longer distraction. Shmoneh Esrei takes much longer. And even if the minimal amount of kavana for Shmoneh Esrei is the entire first bracha, so it takes a while. So if that's the case, how can you have Parah Aduma waters on your shoulder at the same time you're reading Shema? Rabbi Yossi said, Kiyam Tia. I sustain this price, which says you can have the Parah Aduma water on your shoulder when you're davening. Key, like the Mar Rabbi Yaakov Baruch, that Rabbi Yaakov Baruch said, B'shem Rabbi Yochanan, name Rabbi Yochanan, He giyucha sof melechas amayim. We have reached here the point of the end of the melechas amayim. She'ena mechuvarin dvar Torah. The Torah did not make it clear that at that point Hesach Hadas is bad. So therefore, two interpretations here in the Mefarshim. One of them is that Hesach Hadas is only a psul de Rabbanan there. So it's only a rabbinic psul at the end, after the water is ready on your shoulders. The drawing of the water from the well, from the spring, must be done completely with no Hesach Hadas whatsoever. But after it's on your shoulders, so at that point, you can be more lenient. that Hesach Hadas is only Asur Midrabbanan at that point. So Rabbanan said, you know what Hesach Hadas is? Hesach Hadas, if you completely forget about it. But if you stop to be Mechavid, a little bit of Shmona Esrei, that's okay, that's not a problem. That's one interpretation Mefarshim give here. The other interpretation they give here is that it could be Midoraisa, you're not allowed to have any Hesach Hadas. But it was never defined what Hesach Hadas is. So therefore, it's like Chol HaMoed. We say about Chol HaMoed, Masun al Kosev l'Chachamim. Chol HaMoed is Nisidoraisa to work. But what work is Asidoraisa? It doesn't say in the Pasuk. It was given over to Chazal to determine what work is Asir. So here too, it's given over to the Chazal to determine what Hesach Hadas is Asir by the Paraduma waters. Now, truth is, if I was an Amora, I'm not. This may come as a shock to you. But I'm not an Amora. But were I to be an Amora, I would have said, what's so difficult? By tefillin also is halachin, I would be not allowed to be Mesiach Das. Halavai, we should be Mekayim, that halach. But by tefillin there's halachin, not allowed to be Mesiach Das from the tefillin. Yet we daven at the same time we have our tefillin on. So it must be that a person can have two levels of Das simultaneously. That's why you can daven with tefillin and have das on the tefillin and have das on Shema. So too you can have das on the water and das on Shema as well. So the Mora must not have said it because the Mora must have felt tefillin and davening are connected. But davening and meipara are not connected and therefore the comparison cannot be made.
What is the difference
between Hesach Hadas? Yes. Hefsek is not necessarily Hesach Hadas. Hefsek being Mafsek is when you interrupt the process even in silence. Hesach Hadas is when you no longer are concentrating on that. So Lamashal, by making tzitzis, if you're in the middle of making tzitzis, you can be Mafsek. Since we can, you can be Mesiach Das, but you can't be Mafsek. Because if you were Mesiach Das, as long as you didn't say anything, we say, once you said Lishma at the beginning, that Lishma continues to apply, that verbal declaration continues to apply until you speak otherwise. Even if you're Mesiach Das. Right? But there's a higher level of stringency, which we're discussing here, where it's not enough not to be Mafsik, you can't even be Mesiach Das. Okay? Says the next Mishnah. Chassan Potter Rikriya Shema. A chassan is exempt from reading Shema. Laila Rishon, the first night after he gets married. Amotzoi Shabbos, until from Motzoi Shabbos he lost a Maisa, if he hasn't had yet relations with his new wife. Maisa Gamliel is a Maisa Gamliel. Shinosla, he got married. Vikara Laila Rishon, read Shema the first night after he got married. Amalel Tamidim, so the student said to him, hey, we might have taught Rabbeinu, Rebbe, didn't you teach us? Shechosim Potter, Chosim is exempt from Shema. Amalel, so he said, yes, true. But I personally, Eini Shomei Alechem, I'm not listening to Levata Re'ani Malchus Shemaim to desist or remove from my upon myself the yoke of the kingship of heaven, afilu shalachas, even for 1 hour. Rabbi Lezer ben Antigonus said, b'shem Rabbi Lezer be Rabbi Yana, and that's Rabbi Yana. Zosameris, by virtue of the fact that it says, you that until Motzoi Shabbos, your potter, it means, mutzalivo b'ilat chlib Shabbos, you have the first relations with your wife, even though she's a besula, and you're breaking the besulim, you can even do that on Shabbos. Why should it be usher? It should be usher because you're drawing blood. That's forbidden to draw blood on Shabbos. I'm Rabbi Chagai Kumri Rabbi Yosef. So Rabbi Chagai wants to say for Rabbi Yosef, Tiparti, you know, maybe I can tell you, it's only mutter. I can explain that it's only mutter ba'amana when you marry a widow. Shenos Chabura, because you're not drawing blood on Shabbos. Made by Basula, by a woman who never had relations before, it's prohibited. Amarlei. So he said, no, can't be. But Tina, didn't we learn that these nights are connected? They're from Tuesday, because he used to get married Tuesday night. So it's four nights. From, Tuesday afternoon, Wednesday night. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos. That these four nights correspond to the four nights of the four nights which we give a woman when she gets married. We don't anymore. In the old days, when a woman got married, for the first 4 days that she saw blood, after having a relation, we assumed it was basulim blood from the basulim, not blood from a nida. So it says the Gemara, it links those days. They're four nights. These four nights correspond to four nights we give her for seeing blood. There ain't no four nights by an Amona. So it's where I'm Rabbi Yaakov Arzadi. Yaakov Arzadi said, Kashisei Kumi Rabbi Yossi. Ask Rabbi Yossi Stamakasha. Why should be us there anyway? My Bino, what's the difference between breaking the Basulim, the bench? Oh. Sorry. I think that's it for tonight because I don't think I have page 37. Well, I do have 37. I do have 37 so we can finish the third floor. But I want 37 back. You have to have some now. That's right. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yossi says, my Bino, the bench is a chavis. Hey, on Shabbos you're allowed to break open a container to get food out of it. So why can't you break open the woman and get the blood out of her? What's the difference? Why is it also? So says more Amar Lei. So he said, you know what? You're right. Theoretically, more the basura, but look at what comes afterwards. Uvachli skaving la soisa kli. You can't break open the barrel with the intent of making it into a vessel. That's when you open a bottle on Shabbos, you know you're not allowed to intend to make it into a vessel either. So here too we say, if you open up the woman on Shabbos, forgive the language, but this is what the Gemara is saying. If you open up the woman on Shabbos, then it's making her a keli. It's making her a vessel, make it suitable for a bia. So that's why it shouldn't be permitted. Now that you want to make her open, it's like opening a vessel, and it's for it should be prohibited. Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Mishash said, "Oh, makshe." Why? There's what? No, but we were saying that if you didn't do it by the one of the first nights, you could do it on Shabbos, Friday night. So says more. As Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Mishasha, Omakshe, I don't know what the O is doing here, but he asked, Ma'abinel, Ma'abisul Shabbos, you're allowed to pop a blister on Shabbos, so why aren't you allowed to do this? I'm related to the Seder, more about Basra, take a look later on. Bivach, more means say the Basra, the next part of the Brysa. Says, Uvachli Skaving Laso Sapeh, you're not allowed to intend to make an opening in the blister, only to get out the pus. And here, Kad, Uvikukan, Miskaving, here he intends to open to make an opening. Shubiskami la sosa bula. He wants to make her a bula to commission Miskavin Lasos Kaylee. So it's as if he's trying to make a Kaylee here. So how come it's mutter? So we're gonna come back to this on Monday and see why it may be mutter. We passed it's mutter to have first relations with a kala on Friday night. Okay? But I say Monday night, it might be a few minutes late, but if I am, don't worry, I'll be here.